Hi, Rose. Thank you so much for this brilliant question. I thought that I might actually record my answer instead of typing it up, because there is so much I want to say on this subject of anger. Way back when, I used to be an extremely temperamental person, and so I am extremely familiar with how anger works. And I often say this now, where I am just now, I don't have an angry bone in my body anymore. And it is all because of the work that I've done with the Law of Attraction. So the main thing that I need for you to understand is that anger is an indicator. It's like a GPS that has an indicator that keeps telling us turn around or go left, go right, or, you know, give us guidance, because it actually wants to lead us to where we want to go. So anger is an indicator. There are two parts to your question. I'm actually going to respond to the second part of your question first, which is about the person or the event that instigates the anger. And what I want to say to you about that is that anger is not about the person who brought it about. It's not about that person, because anger is an indicator. And the indicator is telling you that you're going in the wrong direction from where you want to go. If you were not going in the wrong direction, that event would never have happened. That person who instigated you towards anger would never have shown up. So it's not their fault. They're just an indicator. In fact, you have to thank them. You have to thank them and say, "Thank you, my dear friend. Because if it were not for you, I would not have known that I was heading in the wrong direction. So thank you." Now, let's take some examples. In the first example, let's say that I'm calling my phone company because there's something that I want to change, or there's something that I don't that's not quite working well, and I want some help with it. So I call my phone company, and the person who picks up at the other end is having a conversation with me where they don't really understand where I'm coming from, and I'm just getting frustrated and irritated and finally so angry that I can't contain myself. My anger is just huge. So, I have what would be called a blow up, and I tell this person exactly what I think, and then I hang up on them. And the next thing I do is I repeat that whole event in my mind, tell myself how terrible service is, and then I proceed to tell whoever appears in front of me about what just happened. Anyone out there familiar with this kind of an event? I'm pretty sure you are, because I think we are all the same, really. All of us are the same. So in this event, if I encountered someone who was not able to help me and in fact made things worse for me, because now I'm feeling much worse than how I was feeling when I first called, you know something? It's not that individual's fault. Because the fact that someone incompetent or irritating picked up the phone tells me where I am on the emotional scale. It has nothing to do with them. It has completely to do with who I am at that moment. Who I am only at that moment, because who I am keeps changing. The me who picked up the phone and called the phone company was at a low place on the emotional scale, and because I was at a low place on the emotional scale, I attracted someone into my life who reflected to me where I was on the emotional scale. And because I was not able to control my place on the emotional scale, instead of thinking thoughts that would help me go up the emotional scale, I actually thought thoughts that made me feel much worse, and I went steadily down the emotional scale. So it's not this person's fault. In fact, they are helping me because they are indicating to me my direction on the emotional scale. So they are actually helping me by pointing out that I'm doing something wrong. So I am actually going to be thankful to them by saying, thank you so much for telling me that I'm heading in the wrong direction on the emotional scale, because now I can do something about it. If you had not instigated me towards anger, I would not have known that I need to change something. So you see, the person that makes us angry is actually helping us. The person who makes us angry is telling us that we are doing something wrong. Because if I made that same phone call to the phone company from a place of feeling happy, then it is guaranteed that someone at the other end would have picked up the phone that would have been on the same frequency as myself on the emotional scale, and they would have been the absolute perfect person to help me with the issue because of which I called. Make sense? Okay, so now let's take another example, and I know a lot of you will understand this one as well, and Rose, certainly you will understand this. What if we live with somebody that always, we feel that this person always instigates us to anger? They never understand where we are coming from. It's really difficult to have a conversation with them without feeling angry. Now what is happening? Why isn't that person responsible for my anger? And I'm going to say, no, that person is not responsible for my anger. Again, all they are is an indication that the way I'm thinking my thoughts does not serve me. And the reason I say that is because in this instance, I have a belief. And my belief is telling me that this person always makes me feel angry. A conversation with them never goes well. And if that's what I believe about them, then it's going to be really difficult for me to have a reality that is outside of the parameters of my belief. My beliefs will always lead me in a direction that confirms my beliefs. So, how did this happen? Because maybe we are married to this person, or maybe it's your brother or your sister or a friend or a teacher. Maybe it's a coworker. How did this happen? Well, you know, beliefs are funny things because it doesn't take much to create one. It can be as simple as one day this person was doing something and we focused on it, and we focused on it from a negative place, and we said, oh, this person is capable of this kind of behavior. Well, now it's a belief because I've said this person is capable of this kind of behavior, which means that since I focused there, since I recognized it, I'm going to see more evidence of it. Let's say that this person was having a conversation with someone else, and that day both people having a conversation were not at a good place on the emotional scale, so their conversation led to negative emotion or anger, and I'm an observer who's looking at that saying, oh my God, this can happen. Or maybe one day, without my knowing, I was on a low place on the emotional scale, and I therefore extracted anger from the other person. And then I started thinking about it. I thought about it and I told other people about it. And and every day, excuse me, every day I said things like, I never ever expected to have this kind of behavior from this person. How could this happen? I thought this person was wonderful. I thought that they could never do anything wrong. And now look at the evidence that I have. And because I'm paying attention to it, I will see more of it, because that's what law of attraction is all about. Whatever we think about comes about. And so you pay attention to it the first time, and then more evidence comes your way. And then you pay attention to more evidence and you start thinking, oh my God, this person is just got to be this way. And pretty soon what happens is that this person will always extract this kind of reaction from you, because now your thoughts have momentum and your belief has, your thought has turned into a belief, because a belief is just a thought you keep thinking again and again. A belief is a thought that has momentum. And so now you expect this kind of behavior, or you expect to feel this way in the presence of this person. And so how can it not be? You will always find evidence that confirms it. So it's all about us having to change our thinking based on the indicator that is telling us that we are going in the wrong direction. People who make us feel angry are actually helping us, because when we feel anger, we have to say, oh, I feel angry. I think I have to do something that helps me change my anger into a better feeling emotion. And that's when we go and we look for thoughts of appreciation, either about that person or on any other subject. Thoughts of appreciation, thoughts that feel good. And as we feel good, then we will not extract that kind of a behavior from the person, because we will no longer be in a negative place on the emotional scale. And when you're in a positive place, your life just keeps getting better and better and better. Make sense? So that's the first part of your question. The second part of your question is about expressing anger, or feeling the feeling of anger and staying in a negative place. So you see, it's, if I give you an analogy of a GPS, if a GPS, if you've put in coordinates that say you want to go somewhere, and you put your starting point in and you put your destination in, and the GPS coordinates plots a course for you. Now, if you take a wrong turn somewhere and your GPS tells you turn around, turn around, turn around, but you don't turn around, you just keep going, then it's not the GPS's fault. So when your indicator, when anger tells you that you've got to think positive thoughts, you find a way to release that anger, you will go up the emotional scale. You see, when you suppress anger through patience, that doesn't let you go up the emotional scale. Because now you're carrying that weight inside you. That weight is not going to let you lift yourself and go up the emotional scale. Releasing anger means thinking better feeling thoughts. Releasing anger does not mean perpetuating the feeling of anger. So when you let go anger, at first you think, oh my God, this person makes me feel so angry. And the next thought that you think is not actually an angry thought. It could be a vengeful thought. Wait till I show them. Wait till they start seeing things differently. Wait till this happens to them, right? And when you think those thoughts, you're thinking from a place of revenge. And believe it or not, revenge is actually higher than anger on the emotional scale. So as you think those thoughts, you're not staying in a place of anger. You're actually making progress and going up the emotional scale. If you were feeling the emotion of anger and you decided to take something and break it, throw it against the wall and shatter it to pieces, and that release of energy makes you feel better, you know what? If you did that, you're no longer in a place of anger. You've actually gone up the emotional scale and you're in a better feeling place now. So when you think angry thoughts and you let your anger go, you don't actually have to say anything to that person. You just have to think thoughts of anger. Oh my God, this person makes me so angry. And then the next thought, if you tell yourself you want to feel better, your thoughts will naturally take you up the emotional scale and you'll think thoughts of blame and anger and revenge. And you'll just keep going up the emotional scale. Isn't that really interesting? It's so simple, my dear. It really is so simple. So releasing anger is a good thing because it allows you to go up the emotional scale. And the fact that somebody is making you feel angry is not their fault. It's actually the universe is just using them. The universe is using them to let you know that you're heading in the wrong direction and you need to do something about it. Okay, so thank you, Rose, again for your very brilliant question. I really enjoyed the question and I hope that you received an answer that is satisfying. Love you lots. Talk to you later. Bye for now.